Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
It's the Offense Show on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app, a show where the host is confused by the producer. Anthony, this is celebration by Kool and the Gang.
Yes.
You're not happy though. You're having like an anti-celebration based what? Off of last night's sporting result for your Oh, this is for the Capitals. Congratulations to the Washington Capitals on advancing in five games, winning the first playoff series in the franchise since you won the Stanley Cup in 2018. Is that what that was for, Anthony?
Yes, that is what it was for, Craig.
Oh.
Ain't on my parade, don't you?
I thought, well, we talked more before the show about the basketball than the hockey. And so that's why I'm sorry, I just got, I don't know, maybe I thought you really liked fishing for your Lakers.
To be honest, I was hoping that we didn't even have to talk about it.
Oh, we're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about it. We can save it for the next segment. But we're gonna talk about it. We'll also talk about the
nasty
Commanders' return to RFK and what lies ahead in the challenge to make that a reality. Part two of our conversation with Washington Post Commanders beat reporter Sam Fortier coming up at 5 p.m. Never read the comments at 5:30. You'll hear from Logan on the Commanders not taking an edge rusher in the draft coming up at 4:30. But Anthony, let's actually start with the Capitals quickly last night. And really, I would like to not thank the Capitals and not thank the Golden State Warriors and Houston Rockets for letting me watch anything last night. By the time I got home and got my TV on, those games were over. The show ends at 7. By the time I got home and turned my TV on, the Capitals were up 2-0. The Warriors were down 20 within like 10 minutes. I was just like, I guess I'll watch these games, but for what? And for the Capitals, I mean, obviously, pretty stress-free day. You love that, you know, especially as they, you know, 2-0, sitting there for a while. They eventually bang home the third from Tom Wilson, and you feel pretty good about that going into the third period. And while we are sad for personal reasons that we're going to have to do our entire show tomorrow instead of getting off at 5:30 on a Friday, I mean, we are just so devastated that we have to do our show tomorrow. You get the point. It's a joke because we have to do our full show tomorrow. We're honored that we get to do our full show tomorrow instead of being off at 5:30 on a Friday. This is great for the Capitals. You don't let any doubt seek in. And I think on a bigger level also, Anthony, this gets them the equal rest basically as the Carolina Hurricanes. Because if this series had extended into Friday and, God forbid, into the weekend, Carolina's just sitting there. And not only does Washington leave no doubt and they get things straightened out very quickly, they do it with Alexi Protas back on the ice. And we talked to, how many people have we talked to? Everybody that we've talked to. Greg Wyshynski talked about it. Steve Wino talked about it. And yesterday, Sean McDonough talked about it with us before the game, where they were all just like, if they get Protas back, watch out. And sure enough, he's on the ice last night, and they look much more like the Washington Capitals that got the number one seed in the Eastern Conference versus a team that was kind of skating by towards the end of the regular season, and then struggling even if they did win three of the first four against Montreal. But last night was much more dominant as opposed to the close games from the first half of the series.
Yeah, the close games definitely were a little stressful watching. I remember, I think it was game two or three, we'd go down one. No, we get on the board first, then they score. Then we got to come back and score two more. So, yeah, looking at this one was just a little bit more stress-free, a little bit more comfortable watching. And then also shout out to the grade eight for setting the tone early. Like his goal, oh my God, that was a snipe right off of the face-off. So it's good to see one of my teams doing well, because the other is headed to Cancun.
The basketball team that you root for outside of the Wizards, of course. They're joining the Wizards. Although the Wizards might be done in Cancun by now. They're already back home and getting ready for next season. It's jump season, says Will Dawkins somewhere. Yeah, Ovi last night, I mean, just comes out. He leads the team in shots. He gets off six of them. But to get that goal early and set the tone. And, you know, I go back to, I think it was it Wino Wyszynski? It was one of those two fine gentlemen that we previewed the series with, where I was just like, is there any world where the Caps can be dangerous and Ovechkin's not basically their best offensive player? And they were like, no. Like, he's got to be dominant. And he led the series in goals. He set the tone in multiple games. He set the tone in the series. Always, you know, he's going to play physical and he's going to have that element to his game in the playoffs. But the fact that he is in goal scoring form, I think, gives the Caps a great chance. Obviously, Carolina has been a thorn in Washington's side this year. So we will get some more preview from some smarter hockey folks coming up in, well, before the series starts, put it that way. We might do something tomorrow.
Where's Carolina, though, in Carolina?
Raleigh.
Okay. I mean, I just wasn't sure.
Yeah, as someone who grew up in the Carolinas, that is.
That's why I thought I'd ask
question,
you
a question that I know. They are in Raleigh. Why there's a professional hockey team in Raleigh, North Carolina? That I can't tell you, Anthony.
So I take it you didn't get out to those games.
No, Raleigh was about 4 hours from where I lived. Like, we would go up to Hornets games and obviously to Panthers games, because I grew up in Greenville, South Carolina. It's just 2 hours south of Charlotte. But you got to go another 2 hours west. Or sorry, east from Charlotte to get to Raleigh, and we weren't going there for any hockey games.
Yeah, that's too much and too far.
It would have been closer for us to go to Atlanta for the Thrashers for the 15 years that the Thrashers existed. Although that was most of my childhood. My childhood aligns with much of the Atlanta Thrashers' existence.
Ah, nice.
And then they left and went to Canada. Where they are more appreciated. I still don't think we have any idea when this series is going to start. There's still plenty of series going in the NHL. Tonight, you got Maple Leafs Senators Game 6, Golden Knights Wild Game 6, Stars Avalanche Game 6, Kings Oilers Game 6, and then obviously all of those series could end tonight. That's the nature of a Game 6. Tomorrow, Jets and Blues. And then on Saturday, you have all those Game 7s that, or, you know, from tonight, if they're necessary. And then Sunday, Game 7, Blues-Jets, if necessary. So the earliest this series could start is Monday. So we'll see how that, you know, when that schedule gets announced and when that goes down, because they don't want to let the series get too off kilter in terms of the stagger. So, you know, I guess if they all end tonight, maybe you could get some earlier, but I don't think so. There's probably some super hockey fan listening. It's like, you're an idiot. They start Monday. Okay, thanks. Thanks, guy. when we get back, a sport that I'm slightly on a more regular basis, more tuned into. The NBA playoffs saw the Los Angeles Lakers season come to an end last night. Why? I actually don't think all hope is lost for the Lakers. And also a word on the Rockets' absolute demolition of the Warriors last night. It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980, and we're always live as well on the free Odyssey app.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.